请我们读马太福音二十四章。
Please open our Bible to Matthew 24.
马太二十四章，我们先读第三节。
Matthew 24, verse 3.
耶稣在橄榄山上坐着，门徒暗暗地来说，这告诉我们什么时候有这些事，你降临和世界的末了有什么预兆呢？马写到第九节。
8 and 9. But all these things are merely the beginning of birth pains.Then they will deliver you to tribulation and will kill you, and you will be hated by all nations because of my name.
12 through 14.
这
因不法的事增多，许多人的爱心渐渐冷淡了。这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。以赛亚书旧约，以赛亚书六十三章。
Old Testament Isaiah 63.
六十三章一节到第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
这从以东的波斯拉来，穿红衣服，装扮华美，能力广大，大步行走的是谁呢？就是我，是以公义说话，以大能事情拯救。第四节。
For the day of vengeance was in my heart, and my year of redemption has come.
就是我们这年已经来到。七节。七节到第九节。
7 through 9.
我要照
耶和华
一切
所赐给我们的，极其他的慈爱
的美色，
对
他将以色列
所
服侍的大恩、赐恩、赐造他的怜恤和丰盛的慈爱赐给我们。他说。
They are my people, sons who are not dealing
falsely.
So he became the Savior.
这样就做了他们的救主。
他们在一切苦难中，
他也同受
难。
十六节，好，十六节。
Verse 16.
亚伯拉罕
虽然不
认识我们，
以色列也不。And Israel does not recognize us, you, O Lord, and our Father, our Redeemer from of old is your name.
从万古以来，你名称为我们的救赎主。好，六十四章
，Chapter 64,
第一节到第三节。
1 through 3.
愿你一天二降，愿山在你面前震动，好像火烧干柴，又像火向水烧开，使你一人知道你的名是烈火在你面前发下，能
使
我们能预料的事，你降临山岭在你面前震动。第八节。
Verse 8.
耶和华呀，现在你是我们的父，我们是你，你是尧匠，我们都是你劳动的工作。六十五章
，Chapter 65,
十七节到十九节
，Verses 17 to 19.
看哪，我造新天新地，从前的事不再被纪念，也不再追想。你们当因我所造的永远欢喜快乐，因为我造耶路撒冷为人所喜，造其中的居民为人所乐。好，我们就停在这里。六十六章最后了，二十二节。
Chapter 66 and verse 22.
耶和华说：“我要造的新天新地。”怎样在我面前长成，你们的后裔和你们的名字也被照样长成。 主耶稣的再来是圣经最大的应许。
And the greatest prophecy of the Bible is the Lord's second coming.
也是最严肃的应许。
And it is also the most solemn promise.
我们讲主的再来。
As we speak on the Lord's return.
是讲基督徒传福音。
Which is the gospel for all believers.
我们到底信不信主再来呢？
And whether we believe that the Lord will come back.
主耶稣必定要回来。
Yes, the Lord will come back for sure.
这是全部圣经所提到的。
And this is what the whole Bible is talking about.
旧约圣经结束在主的再来。
And the Old Testament book ends with the Lord's return.
新约的圣经结束在主的再来。
And the same thing for the New Testament which ends in the Lord's return.
我们上个主日刚刚提过。
And last Lord's Day we talked about this.
在启示录二十二章。
That in Revelation 22.
圣经最后的一章圣经。
Which is the last chapter of the Bible.
主耶稣自己三次说我必快来。
And the Lord himself has spoken that three times, for three times I will return.
主说快就迟不了。
And if the Lord said he will come quickly, then he will not tarry.
现在我们存留的人。
And those of us remaining here,
已经非常靠近主的再来。
And we know that we are near his return.
这句话不是凭空说的。
And we are not just saying it in speculation.
因为全本圣经的预言都应验了。
But because we know that most of the prophecies of the Bibles are fulfilled already.
剩下最后那么一点点。
Except for a little part.
这一点点应该在欧洲应验的。
And this little part shall begin to fulfill in Europe.
那现在我们讲话的时候，欧洲正在应验，我们不知道。
And if we are speaking here, but while the prophecy is fulfilled, we may not know here.
主耶稣必定要回来。
But we know for sure that the Lord will return.
马太二十四章。
Matthew 24.
主说的很长一篇话。
And the Lord has spoken a long passage.
是门徒们一个问题引起来的。
And which was brought out by the question of the disciples.
那些门徒们问说，你降临和世纪的末了有什么预兆呢？
And one day the disciples gathered and asked that, tell us when, what would be the sign for your return?
这是一个很好的问题。
Which is a good question.
主耶稣对着很长的一篇话。
Then the Lord replied with a long answer.
讲世纪的末了是怎样的世界？
For he intend for us to know what is the signs of his end day.
也说到主的再来。
And it's also speaking about his return.
世纪的末了是怎样一个世界呢？
And at what manner the world will become at his return.
我们说的末世的现象。
And oftentimes we refer to the signs of the latter days.
马太二十四章讲得很清楚。
Matthew 24 described for us.
他说了五个点。
And there are five points about it.
第一个点，战争的预兆。
And the first point is about the signs of the battle.
民要攻打民，国要攻打国。
Where people will attack people and nations on nations.
我们有人类以来看见战争都是国攻打国。
And ever since the history of the mankind, we know that nations do attack nations.
民攻打民比较少。
But very rarely that people will attack people.
民攻打民就是一国自己征战。
And people attack people means there's civil war within the nation.
Yeah, 这个叫做内战, civil war.
And therefore the people within the nation attack itself.
这个几十年来,
but in these past tens of years,
全世界的战争,
all the bad warfares arises,
特别就是民攻打民,
with the same characteristics that people against people.
无穷无尽的内战。
And there are so many places with the civil war.
我们美国的总统，我们现在的总统最喜欢打仗了。
And the, we do have a, the war president right now.
是不是我不是回谤总统，他的确是喜欢打仗的。
And he does like to solve problems with wars.
因为他做了破纪录的事。
And because he did something that out of ordinary.
美国的传统不主动打人的。
For the tradition of United States never have, never strike first.
都是回打的。
And they always defend the nation and counterattack.
第一次世界大战，美国最后加入的。
And United States joined the First World War last.
第二次世界大战，美国是最后加入的。
And same thing with the Second World War.
我们这个总统喜欢打人。
But then our president now likes to attack first.
去打阿富汗。
So he attacked Afghanistan.
去打伊拉克。
And he attacked Iraq.
都打这个弱小国家。
And they, he attacked a nation which is way inferior than
Iraq 战争很快就打完了。
And the Iraqi wars ended quickly.
到现在，美国脱离不了伊拉克的缠绕。
But then we got entangled with the nation now.
因为引发一个内战。
And because there a civil war broke out.
现在可在无穷尽的内战里面了。
And now there are endless kind of civil
unrest. 美国一点都没办法。
And America cannot do much about it.
在伊拉克两面挨打。
And so if American soldiers are within the Iraq, then they can attack on all sides. And we know this civil war is very cruel.
民攻打民,
people attack people.
幕后时代战争的一个兆头,
and which is the sign for the warfares of the end days.
第二兆头,
the second sign,
饥荒给地震,
and it's the famine and earthquakes.
饥荒，美国是个粮食富足的国家。
And we know United States are abundance of food.
地上很多的国家吃美国的粮食。
And we even supplied food to other nations.
但是美国的粮食不能救世界的饥荒。
But then the food from the United States cannot save famines from the world.
没有那么多的船运粮食啊。
And with so many ships and freight.It's transporting
to
different nations, but there are still a lot of famine. And also another sign is the earthquake. And some we can feel, others not. And a couple of years ago, I saw an article. And it started some time ago that we keep breaking records on the frequency of earthquakes.
饥荒地震是第二个兆头。
Famines and earthquakes are the second sign.
第三个兆头。
The third sign.
不法的是众多人的爱心渐渐冷淡了。
While lawlessness increased and most people's love will grow cold.
美国是个法治国家。
And America has law and order.
但是我看报啊。
But then as I read newspapers sometimes,
and
I don't look at the local news much,
and
because the local news are full of
lawlessness, and
the Bible says while lawlessness
increase, then
love will grow cold for many
people. And
in this country, we do not have much relationship with our neighbors. And if we meet one another in the corridor, and we are polite,
很有教养，大家点个头,
and we are all civil,
其实说这个话, 临时给我是不点头的,
and we just kind of greet each other sometimes.
我看见临时是一定点头的,
but I often not before my neighbors.
所以我下面的临时，我两面的临时看见我一定招呼的,
and so therefore my neighbors always wave at me.
因为每次我招呼他们的,
because I always take proactive action.
他们看见我太太不打招呼的，因为我说你不招呼他们的。
And they ignore my wife because I told my wife she did not greet them first.
这不是我的爱心了，我的太太爱心了，我不这个意思。
I don't mean that I have more love than my wife.
我是一个基督徒。
But I'm a Christian.
看见灵舍一定打招呼的。
And I always greet others as I meet them.
爱冷淡了。
But then when love grows cold,
全世界的爱心都冷淡了。
The fact is that the love of the whole world has grown cold.
不关我的事。
Everybody said this is.That is not my business.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是世界末了的兆头。
And this is another sign of the world.
第四个兆头。
The fourth sign.
基督徒所逼迫的兆头。
Is the sign that Christians are being persecuted.
你们要被万民恨恶。
And you will be hated by all people.
教会历史，我也就教会历史。
And as I study church history,
教会历史的苦难史
and the history of the church is the history of suffering,
一本殉道史
and the history of martyrdom.
到今天，神的儿女在地上多少的地方受逼迫的
And today we know that many places in the world has persecution on the church.
在我们中国，我们的基督徒就是不大受欢迎的。
And communist China does not welcome Christians.
苦难的历史啊。
And then it is, we have studied a lot of sufferings of that church.
用血泪，用他的血来见证主的爱。
Brothers and sisters, witness the love of the Lord by their own blood.
当然是为主为我们舍命。
And then they all say that the Lord has sacrificed for us.
主爱大到一个地步。
And the love of the Lord is so great upon us.
叫蒙恩的人也愿意舍了生命来见证主的爱。
Therefore, even those who are saved are willing to lay down their lives for the love of the Lord.
圣经里面殉道者一定是得胜者。
And as we study the Bible, we know martyrs are overcomers.
教会历史有多少的殉道者。
And the church history is full of overcomers and martyrs.
在中国殉道的人真多啊。
And there are many martyrs found in China.
我的长辈就很多人殉道的。
And my seniors had a lot of them martyred in the Lord.
在我长辈那个，他们只有两条路，一条路投降，一条路死。
And there are only two ways for my seniors to choose, either to surrender or to martyr. And I'm not saying that a whole 70 years of the Chinese history are full of that, but then there are two worse situations. That during those times that the many martyrs in the Lord, and many witness that you can take my life,
but
you cannot take away the love of the Lord from me. And if you want me to deny the Lord, and it is true, many people come to that point about martyrdom. But many people were strong enough to say, I'm willing to lay down my life and deny the Lord. And we know it is human nature to preserve their own lives. Even for the martyrs, they also endure their own lives. But if we are asked to deny the love of the Lord, and if we are to deny the name of the Lord, and every one of them said, you can take away my life instead. And we have invited some brothers from China to give testimonies here before. And they also served the Lord on the verge of martyrdom. Because they had to be ready to be martyrs. And oftentimes they suffered a harsh punishment. But they continue to live till today. Because of the great love of Jesus. And because of the great power of Jesus. And the Lord protect his own children. And the persecution of Christians is the fourth sign. The fifth sign is that the church is the glorious sign. The gospel of the kingdom of heaven and will be spread out throughout the earth. And then the end shall come. And the gospel began in Jerusalem. It is only counted a small place compared with the world. But then it is the gospel of the Son of God. Quickly it spread throughout Europe. And then it spread to North Africa. And it went to the whole world. And while we speak here today, and the gospel has already been preached to the ends of the world. And every part of the world has heard of the great name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so therefore we respect the brothers of the white descent. And we have a little inferior situation. And we also care about souls.
中国人爱中国人的灵魂。
But oftentimes Chinese care for the Chinese.
我们四个里都去远方，奉差遣去远方。
And we could sing the hymns and say we will take the commission and go to the far world.
都去到中国人的地方。
But we would at the end ended up in China again.
我前几年在中国。
And a few years back, I went to China. And there was a young sister about 21 years of age. And she was sent to Tibet. And I was a little shocked. And I asked her to come share with me. And I said, what do you know about Tibet? She said, I don't know anything. I said, do you know what you will find over there? She said, I don't know. But are you sure that the Lord has sent you? She said, I do.
我下面没话讲了,
then I have no more words for her.
我再讲,
and And if I speak on, then it would be like that I was unbelieving.
要挫折他的梦造的勇气了,
then I would discount her courage
啊,
to go
我的姊妹啊,
to obeying the Lord. I say, oh sister,
地上不简单的地方啊,
I said, it is not a simple matter.
你才21岁的女孩子啊,
you are only a young sister of 21 years of age.
你清楚去西藏,
if you know for sure that the Lord has sent you,
我没有话说啊,
then I would not say anymore.
答应我两件事好不好?
But promise me these two things.
第一件事,
the first thing, the first thing is to find the children of the Lord in Tibet.
寻找基督徒啊,
go look for Christians.
寻找比你年长一点的基督徒啊,
and go find someone who has more experience along with you. And then have fellowship with them.
第二件事,
the second thing,
你不能给这里当地的教会断开关系啊,
and you cannot sever the relationship with your local church.
每个礼拜都写信给教会好不好?
And why don't you write a letter each week to the church?
你虽然离开这里到远方去了,
although you have gone to a far away place,
教会人就是你的保护,
the church shall always be your protection.
不要给教会断开关系,
do not sever that relationship.
答应我两件事,
promise me these two things,
我要为你祷告,
then I will pray for you.
这是我所有能做的了,
and that is all that I could do.
弟兄姊妹们,我怎么能够说这个姊妹不爱主啊?
And anyone, no one can say that this sister does not love the Lord.
但是我们中国人就赶不上白种人,
but then Chinese are still incomparable to the white brothers.
他们用不认识的民族去舍命,
and oftentimes they were sent to the people they did not know.
他们远远去外邦,
and they will travel far and wide to the Gentile land.
非洲去传福音,
to the Africans.
每一个世纪他们都有口号的,
and every century they have this common low slogan.
有一个世纪叫做 攻打黑暗的非洲大陆,
and one generation they say they will go attack the darkened African land.
多少白种的传道人都去非洲舍命啊,
and so many Caucasian missionary went over to Africa.
现在的口号,
and today's slogan,
经过 Amazon River,
and they want to go through the Amazon River.
那是南美洲了,
and that is South America.
世界最剩下最后一片这么大的天然森林,
and there is still there's the last the frontier for the missionaries, and even many cannibalists are in there.
没有见过这个时代的文明,
and a lot of them are uncivilized.
多少白种人都梦到去 Amazon River,
and so many Caucasian missionary went there.
我们赶不上他们,
and we know we cannot compare with these.
福音要传遍天下,
but it is true, the gospel shall be preached
今天,
to the ends of the world,
今天传遍天下了,
and today it has already done so.
弟兄姊妹靠着那个白种弟兄们,
and because largely by the efforts of the Caucasian brothers.
但在中国这么大的国家,
but China is a big place.
福音也传遍了,
and we know that the gospel is preached throughout already. Then that is by the efforts of our brothers and sisters in China.
去年去中国,
and a couple of years ago I went to China,
去见一个中国教会的领袖, 姓李,
and I went to meet a leader of a Chinese church. His last name is Li, and he's senior in age.
在国内是德高望重啊,
and many people honor and respected him.
啊, 和他交通啊,
and I shared with him.
他真的跑遍中国了,
and he was one who traveled far and wide in China.
中国福音传遍了,
and then he said, oh Brother Z, the gospel is preached throughout China already.
湖北有个神农架吗?
And he said, Brother, do you know there is a house in China?
哦, 我说我知道,
I said, oh, I've heard about that house.
神农架这个地方, 里面是天然圣灵,
and then they say that place is full of natural life.
传说里面住的野人,
and some people even the legend says that there are barbarians living there today.
我们不是专家,
but we are no experts in this matter. But then while we preached the gospel, we met some of those barbarians. We do not know if they were the people that the scientists are studying, but they had long hair, and their face has different features from us. We don't know their language. And then later on, people discover that, oh, they actually are having Hubei dialect.
但是湖北的弟兄们都很难听他们的湖北话,
but then the people, brothers from Hubei, said we don't quite understand what they're saying either.
但弟兄啊,在那个地方现在一群一群的野人信主啊,
but then Brother Lee said that even in such a place, groups upon groups of barbarians are turning to the Lord.
每次祷告他们都跪在地上祷告了,
And they often kneel on the ground to pray.
耶稣基督的得胜。
And that is the victory of Jesus Christ.
多少人为主舍命啊?
And so many people lay down their life for this work. And that is the fifth sign.
福音要传遍天下。
And the gospel shall be preached to the ends of the world.
五个兆头都应验了。
And we know that all these five signs are fulfilled.
现在要确实知道我们在末世了。
And so therefore we now know the end shall be near.
有一件事等候主降临了。
Except this one thing, the Lord's return.
以赛亚63、64都讲到主再来的伟大的章、圣章。
Chapter 63 and 64 of Isaiah both talked about the Lord's return.
63章讲你从伊东的波斯拉而来。
And 63 talked about he who comes from Edom and from Bozrah.
波斯拉的名字叫做堡垒。
And Bozrah means fortress.
伊东是以色列最老旧的仇敌。
And Edom means the oldest enemy of Israel.
当主耶稣来的时候,
and when Jesus Christ comes,
他凭仇敌一切的堡垒而来。
And he will trample down all the fortresses of the enemy.
堡垒的军事上的最强的力量。
And we know that the fortress is defense in the military strategy.
我们第一次讲主再来就讲了。
And we actually talked about this the first time when we were on this topic. The Lord came for three purposes. The first is for the children of God, for His church. The second is for Israel. And the third is for the whole mankind. And the Lord will come to judge. And but then the force of the humankind is great. And they keep inventing new and forceful weapons. And America and Russia are both military mighty nations. And they could destroy the whole world a few times over. And they are all boastful about what weapons they have invented. Yes, they are outstanding weapons, but then they are too cruel. But if you add up all the weapons together, and they are but toys if they are presented before the Lord Himself. As the Lord returns, and He will trample down all the fortresses of the enemy. The last battle, and we know it will be the attack from Russia to Israel. And not too long ago, I fall down on the pulpit. It was not serious. But then my children were concerned. They came down to visit. And so we ate
over dinner.
And I talked to them about the Lord's return.
有一个女儿,一个女婿, 他们不是传道人, 他们,
and one of my daughter and son-in-law, they are very familiar with the scripture. And both of them were doctors.
真是懂,
and they were familiar with the Bible. And I told them that the last battle is attack from Russia to Israel. And they just looked at me with shock. I kind of guessed what they meant. They said, what basis do you have? I say, Ezekiel 38.
罗斯韦瑟突巴的王攻打以色列
and they talk about Russia attacking Israel.
罗斯就是 Russia 名字指名是俄罗斯
and Rus means Russia.
韦瑟就是莫斯科
and Misa is Moscow.
突巴现在俄国南面还有个大的城叫突巴了
and Tuba the name hasn't changed even today.
圣经的预言那么清楚的
and the prophecy of the Bible is so clear and precise and talk about how cruel those armies will be and the battle to come is the worst of them all.
他们的力量
and their force will be seen as little force before the Lord. And Habakkuk talked about that battle.
那些敌基督的军队站在那里。
And many armies of Antichrist stood there. Habakkuk told us that how their eyes withered, sunken into their eye sockets, and the muscles were withered away from their thighs. While they stood there, they died. And they were all destroyed by the glory of the Lord's descent. No one, human flesh, could withstand it. And the Lord destroyed them all with the breath from
his mouth.
And with the glory of his descent, they were killed. The Lord did not need to lift his finger to kill them. And as the Lord Jesus Christ descended, and he is the king of all the earth, and he destroyed all the power of the enemy. And here the prophet says how majestic was his appearance, and how great was his strength. And who is this one who marched forward in his majesty? And the Lord Jesus Christ replied himself. And the Lord said, it is me. And is the one who delivered salvation by righteousness and great power. And the Lord shall return. And all the power of the enemy shall be put away. And I have met some people who were persecuted. And they told us how severe they were persecuted. And the pain it was caused them. And I could not add anything because I did not have those experiences. But I respect all of them who were imprisoned and suffered for the Lord. And I say, brothers and sisters, those people who persecuted you, they will go down to hell. And they will fade away, but they are pitiful. You, on the other hand, are majestic. Never mind what they did for you. I dare not to say, tell you to love them. But I have seen many testimonies of my
sisters.
How they love their enemy, for Jesus Christ himself. We originally are all the enemies of the Lord. What are we?
我们什么尊贵的人啊?
Are we called majestic? We are but sinners.
我们是主的仇敌,
we are also sinners.
我们是该死该灭亡的人,
the enemies of the Lord, and we deserve to die originally.
下地狱是没有话说的,
and no one can say it was not justified going down the hell. But we received such a great salvation. We can't even figure out how we are saved. As I was first saved, and I was in the Nanjing Road in Shanghai, and today the road is already blocked for the vehicle transportation. Only pedestrians can go through. Because there are many people.
人挤人的走路啊,
and people rub shoulders against each other.
我们地方在香港也是个味道, 人挤人走路啊,
similarly, Hong Kong and many great cities.
我常常在那么人当中走路啊,
as I walk through the city,
突然有感觉,
I have this feeling.
这么多的人,
oh, how many people are here.
信主的人有几个啊?
How many of them there is believers? How many are saved? How come the Lord have saved me among all these people? And sometimes I stood there to shed tears. Oh, great salvation we receive. It's never counting how worthy we are, but the Lord's grace. So therefore, there is a hymn. We are but sinners saved by grace. And this is my position. Glory to God. I am but a sinner saved by grace. And this is our position, our story. What story do we have? And I went to a place, and they each have a business card, and they have to introduce to each other. But this business card
都是自己夸耀自己,
it's a self advertisement.
都是夸耀自己,
and then we are all boastful about
我不讲这件事, that. 我讲另外一件事, 我到一个地方去,
so I went to another place.
回台湾,
to Taiwan.
是四个不同的支派,
and there were 14 denominations representatives, all ministers.
听我讲到,
they invited me to go to be their speaker. So I went there. And the one who led the meeting was a famous pastor. He said, oh, Brother C, I'm worrying about you. I said, what's your worry?
有最极端的领恩派,
he said, there are the most extreme Pentecostals here. And there are most conservative Baptists here.
都不一样,
they have very different emphasis. And I do not know how you will speak to all these extreme people. I said, don't worry. And wherever they come from, how polarized they are, and even the most conservative ones, I said, don't they believe in Jesus? Said, oh yeah, we do believe in Jesus. I said, then I won't talk about anything else but Jesus. If I keep on preaching Jesus, and even ministers will respond to the Lord's call.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们的耶稣基督,
our Jesus Christ,
我们的救主,
our Savior,
当他来的时候,
as He returns,
退掉一切的力量,
and He will destroy all the resistance,
装扮华美,
and He will come in a beautiful apparel, great power,
大步行走,
and He will march forward.
是我,
and He will say, declare,
哦,
it is me, the days of vengeance is in my heart. My year of redemption has come. And the Lord shall appeal for all His children. And we have no grudge holding it within. As we humbly follow the Lord on, but one day the Lord say He will come and to exonerate everyone.
就是我们之年已经来到了,
for the year of redemption has come.
灵魂身体三部分的得救,
and spirit, soul and body, the three steps of salvation.
我们重生经历灵得救,
and while we were born again, our spirit was quickened. And throughout our days, our souls shall be saved. So that our mind can be transformed. And our emotion can be renewed. And our will can make His choice. And lastly, we will be saved in the body. And no one can change himself by his own efforts. And no one can change his body by the spirit. And Paul has said this in Philippians chapter 3.
当主降临的日子,
as the Lord returns,
他要召着他的荣耀的大人,
and on the day according to His might,
叫我们的卑微的身体改变形状,
and so that our lowly body shall be transformed,
和荣耀的身体相似,
and to be made like His glorious body,
救恩达到顶峰了,
and that is the highest point of salvation,
叫做完全的救赎了,
and that is the perfect salvation,
叫我们灵魂身体都向他了,
which will sum up the salvation on spirit, soul and body. That is our glorious hope. And for the year of redemption has come. Then the Lord say a beautiful saying. And they are my people. And they never walk in falsehood. And therefore I become their redeemer. And during their affliction,
我也同进苦难,
I was afflicted with them.
主这句话太美太美了,
oh, what a wonderful saying is this saying.
我们在苦难里面,
while we are afflicted,
主耶稣和每一个圣徒同进过他的苦难,
but then the Lord was afflicted with us.
我们一生的苦难太多了,
and there are many sufferings for us.
我们自己的有生命, 我们的天然生命就是个大苦难,
and our own natural body, flesh, life is a
suffering.
And but then these people do not deal falsely.
这个虚假不是讲的道德的虚假,
And this is not talking about a moral corruption. But then our life in and of itself is a falsehood. And everything that we deal with, if it's only last this lifetime, is falsehood. And even many families. And the money we have is falsehood. And power, reputation, they are all vain. And all the things that people deal with on earth is vanity. For the whole world is vanity. But then the people of God are not dealing falsehood. We live out the Lord. And while we are suffering, then the Lord shall go through it with us. And for we are but fragile. And I preached on this topic 4 times in Culver City. And the first time, and I asked a brother to sing solo. I often ask our brother to help me on this because he has a good voice. I love to hear him sing. First time and he sang it out loudly. The second week and he could not sing on anymore. And he was a strong, he has good health. But then when he was in his house, how does he walk?
这么摔一跤啊, 送那个emergency, 送到那个紧急病房去了。
And he fell and he had to visit the emergency room.
一个膝盖碎成四块了。
His knee was shattered.
我听见了。
I heard about it.
哎呀, 我说我们今天我们要为我们的弟兄祷告了。
And I said we need to pray for our brother.
在家里走路。
And he was only walking around in his house.
在月子里面摔一跤, 送emergency。
And he fell down in his own yard and then he had to
我们不知道我们下一步遇见什么,
go to emergency room and we don't know what is about to happen to us. We never know what will be happening to us next.
我们不知道我们人生的下面遇见什么,
no one knows the future.
在他们的苦难中,
but then while they are afflicted,
他也同受苦难,
the word says that he was afflicted as well.
每一次我们经过苦难,
and each time when we go through suffering,
有主和没有主呢,
the only difference is whether one has the Lord or not.
主与我们一同经过,
and the Lord will go through it with us.
每次的疾病试炼都有主与我们一同经过,
and even he will go through with us sicknesses and temptations.
神的儿女不需要担忧, 他下一步遇见什么,
and children of the Lord need not to worry about his next step.
我有一次我好多年前在北加州,
and many years ago, while I was visiting Northern California, and I don't know if that church still exists. And I used one hymn in the meeting there. I do not know about tomorrow. And many things I don't know. But the Lord is walking with me.
我虽然不知道明日将如何,
though I don't know about tomorrow,
有一件事我知道,
but one thing I do know,
主必定与我同行,
the Lord will walk with me.
他掌握明天,
for he holds tomorrow.
不需要我忧虑,
I need not to worry.
这是基督徒的大福分啊,
and that is the greatest blessing of Christians. And so therefore we dare follow the Lord anywhere he goes. Dear brothers and sisters, in our sufferings,
他也同进苦难,
and he shall suffer with us.
下面说的真好,
then another good saying,
亚伯拉罕不认识我们,
saying that Abraham does not know us,
以色列不承认我们,
and Israel does not recognize
你却是我们的父,
us, but you are our father.
再加强一句,
and then the emphasis
耶和华呀,
goes,
你是我们的父,
oh Lord, you are our father. And truly, Abraham knows none of us in flesh. But Abraham and Israel, and they lived all their days in the small land of Canaan. And they never ventured out beyond that. But then God has promised Abraham, and all nations shall be blessed in you. And Galatians in chapter 3, Paul says about this blessing in Galatians 3. that by Jesus Christ and the blessing will come to the Gentiles. So that they will all receive the promised blessing of the Spirit. And the Lord has told Abraham about this blessing. And for the Holy Spirit shall descend. But Abraham never knew us in the bodily flesh. But if one day Abraham sees me, and then Abraham will say, what time, since when I have this yellow skin Chinese descendants? And how come I have this white man and black man to be my descendants? And Abraham will be so surprised. But then all these descendants of Abraham, and because God has promised that nations will be blessed by him, that his descendants will be as countless as the stars of the heavens and the sand of the seashore. The star speaks of the heavenly descendants. And the sand by the seashore speaks of the earthly descendants. And we are the heavenly descendants of Abraham. So Abraham, Isaiah was moved by the Holy Spirit, therefore he spoke such prophecy. As if Isaiah forgot that he also was an Israelite. He stood there to speak as he was a Gentile. He said, Abraham does not know us. And Israel does not recognize us. But you are my father. And the Lord will always recognize us. Not only will he recognize each of us, but he is our father. And for the Lord has given us the life of Jesus Christ. We are truly his children. Therefore, Apostle John, as he wrote those epistles, to chapter 3, he stated that we are the children of the Lord. And he said, truly we are his children. And aren't you his child? And do you truly know this fact? Our faith must be firmly rooted. And the Lord has obtained us with his loving kindness. And John once talked about the children of God. And the Lord has used his great power. And so that we may become his children. And the first epistle of John talks about us as his children. And the Lord will obtain us in his loving kindness. And because we can become children of God, and it's by his great power and his great loving kindness. It does not matter whether Abraham recognized us or Israel to know us, but you are our father. And he say, oh Lord, you are our Father. And since the days of old, then your name is Savior. And chapter 65. And then may you rend the heavens to come down. And Isaiah, who was years before the Lord come, but he saw in prophecy. And he said, may you rend the heavens to come down. And that is the great prayer of Isaiah. That is Isaiah's great desire. A great hope. And since then, the Lord has come for 2,000 years. And the Lord is still, the church is still full of this desire, still calling out, O Lord, may you rend the heavens to come down. And the mountains might quake at your presence. And just like water to be boiled. And then the nations shall tremble.
整个的地受不了主降临的荣耀啊。
And for nothing can stand at the Lord's descent.
哈巴谷述说到主的再来。
And Habakkuk talked about the Lord's second coming.
大山要跳跃如同羊山羊。
Talk about mountains will leap like sheep.
小山要跳跃如同山羊羔。
And little mountains will leap like the little lamb.
整个的地都震动了。
And it talked about how the earth shall tremble.
全世界的人都看见了。
And then at that time the whole nations will see that Jesus Christ truly is the Son of God. And Jesus is the only Savior of all mankind. But then for some will be too late. And therefore we must cease today to preach the gospel. And therefore we must know that the Lord has commissioned us to preach the gospel. And we must tell others about Jesus Christ, the Savior. If we preach, then people will be saved.
传福音,
as we preach the gospel, we know it is the power of God. And we must preach the gospel.
主耶稣回来了,
when the Lord comes, and we know we are still waiting today.
新天新地来到了,
and when the new heaven and earth shall come,
以往的事就没有人再纪念了,
then no one will remember the past. Let us sing hymn
517.
Let us sing hymn 517.